Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. The Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan wants to lead the Islamic world. That's the headline. I'll have more details behind this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Demonstrations in Turkey have focused on a city park in the center of Istanbul. However, that is not the real story, nor the reason behind all of these demonstrations in Turkey. Tayyip Erdogan, who is an Islamist, a radical, has a desire to lead the Islamic world. We know this because of his background when he was mayor there in Istanbul. With the latest on this information, a Turkish journalist, Attila Tuna, gives us this report.
Yeah, he was the mayor of Istanbul, and then he went to prison for 6 months while he was the mayor because he, in one of his speeches, he read a poetry from an Islamic poet. But the problem was not the poem. It was the words in the poem, because in his words, he said, the minarets are our weapons, and the domes of the minarets of the mosques is our helmet. Which, those words, he was trying to provoke people to riot against the regime. That was the reason why he was arrested. And later on, he developed his own political party, which is the present governing, ruling party in Turkey. So that's how it started, and he continued.
I've heard that Tayyip Erdogan has grandiose desires. He would like to be the pan-Islamic leader. Is that still the case?
Yes, that's the case. He's a very influential leader in the Middle East, among the Islamic parties. For example, he is very influential among the Muslim Brothers in Egyptian government. He is a very good friend of Hezbollah in Lebanon, in Israel. He has good relations with many Islamic extreme groups around the world.
Attila Tuna with information about Tayyip Erdogan and his desire to be the pan-Islamic leader, the leader of the Islamic world, and advance Islam all across the world. And that is the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Prime Minister of Turkey has a desire to be the pan-Islamic leader of the entire world, which is exactly what Bible prophecy said would happen. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Tayyip Erdogan has traveled throughout the entire Middle Eastern world, developing relationships with Islamic leaders in the many nations of the Middle East. The Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 6, that Turkey will be one of those major players in the end times, as we see an alignment of nations going against the Jewish state of Israel. In Ezekiel 38, verse 2, it talks about Meshach and Tubal. In verse 6, Gomer and Togarma. And they will be on the stage in the end times as they endeavor to try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel and set up a worldwide kingdom. The stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...